Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things mindset, energetics, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer, here to get you out of your head and on with your mission. Stick around for some straight fire, loving pep talks, some cosmic riffs, and a few lols along the way. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Let's do this, lightworkers. Welcome back to the podcast, my friend. Good to have you. Hey, if no one's told you lately, I just want to let you know that you're doing a bloody good job. I just know that about you. I know that you are doing a bloody good job right now. And sometimes your crazy little brain is going to tell you that you're not doing enough, or you should be further ahead, or you should have your shit together by now. But actually, that's bullshit. You're killing it. You're killing it, mate. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm so grateful that you're showing up for your light work one step at a time, because that's all it takes. It's all it takes. And if no one else around you is going to honor and acknowledge your courage to show up for that higher vision, to show up for your higher self, to take those wobbly steps, then I'm doing it right now. I'm grateful for you and I thank you and I honor you and the courage that it takes to show up for our higher calling. Because that shit ain't always convenient, friends. It ain't always convenient, and it takes courage and it takes commitment and it takes freaking backing yourself. So I'm proud of you. Keep rocking out. You bloody legend is all I want to say before we kick off today's episode. And prepare your eardrums, because we're going there. Oh, we're halfway there. Whoa, light work on a prayer. Take my hand. That's how I want to get behind. What an anthem to get behind. In today's episode, that's how I feel. Like, I just want to, like, kiss everyone for their light work and just freaking love on you, man. Just feeling the love today. I want to talk about this really fully sick way of thinking about your business, and more importantly, your relationship to your business, because your business or your vision, like, it's a co-creation and it's a relationship. And sometimes what I've noticed is you might get a little bit shitty at your business. You might get a little bit shitty, a bit control-y at your business and at your vision. And some of the questions I want to put to you today and the reflections might just drop a bit of that resistance, might just, like, you know, loosen a bit of that controlling grip, and remind you that relationships take work. So I want you to think about what you're currently saying about your business, and in a not as graceful way, what you're currently bitching about towards your business, or your vision, what you're currently bitching about. I want you to think about, that's actually what you're currently saying towards yourself. What you're currently projecting and saying and talking shit about your business is actually you talking shit about yourself. Truth bomb alert. And it's really important. Like, I've said this on previous episodes, I really believe that building your business is about fucking loving yourself sick on the way there, you know, and you can't beat yourself up to an expansive business. You can't beat yourself up on your way to abundance. You can't beat yourself up on the way to your highest potential. It don't work like that, sister. So let's start to have a little play with this concept of, take yourself to business relationship therapy for a second here. Think about all the things that you're currently saying about your business or getting frustrated at your business for. It could be like, you might be projecting thoughts like this, like, you're not making enough money. My business is not making enough money. Like, my business is not fulfilling me. You know, my business is just not as good as anyone else's business. Like, what's wrong with my business? What's wrong with my marketing? What's wrong with my offerings? You know, my business doesn't have enough money yet. My business doesn't have enough, I don't have enough followers yet. My business isn't producing the results that I thought it would by now. Think about it. Any little thoughts that might just pop into your mind right now about what you're currently projecting towards your business or your vision. My business should be here by now. My business should have done this by now. And think about how actually all those thoughts are you talking to you. I should be further ahead. Not my business should be further ahead. You're saying to yourself, I should be further ahead. My business isn't producing the results I want. Is you beating yourself up? I'm not producing the results I want or thought I need or thought I should have by now. I'm not doing enough. I don't have enough. I'm not as good as other people's business / I'm not as good as other people. I don't have enough followers equals I'm not enough. I'm not making enough money equals I am not enough yet. Everything that you're projecting and talking shit about towards your business is a reflection of what you're saying to yourself. You're just using your business as an external target. And that's not cool. That's not cool. That's not fair. It's not fair to your business, right? Like, again, let's work on this concept here of your business and your vision. You're in a relationship with that. Now let's, you know, I'm no therapist, but let's look at what a relationship needs to thrive. It needs honesty. It needs open communication. It needs love. It needs fun. It needs nurturing. It needs someone, you know, listening. It needs some passion up in this building, you know? So let's break those little values and those feels down a little bit. What your business needs to thrive, what a relationship needs to thrive. Like if a relationship needs honesty, where are you not being honest with A, yourself, and where are you not being honest in your business? Where are you not being honest with what's working and what's not working? Where are you not being honest with the branches of your business that don't light you up anymore? That don't feel like the truest expression of you? What parts of your business are you trying to force because you think it needs to look like someone else's business model in order for it to be successful? What parts of your business, if you get honest, have you outgrown? What have reached their expiry date and you're still trying to cling on to them and make them work when they're just not you? They're just not your alignment now. So first and foremost, flexing your muscle, flexing your relationship with your business requires radical honesty. Do a little audit. Like what parts of your business are you not being honest with? What parts of yourself are you not being honest with? If your business requires honesty to thrive, go through with a fine-tooth comb all the branches of your business and get honest about them. Am I wanting to, like, is this the energy of this still in alignment with me? Or does it need a bit of a little clean out? Does it need a little bit of a trim of the branches, you know, so more things can blossom? Does your business need some space? Oh. Relationships sometimes need space. They need some fucking breathing space. Especially when you're all triggy-diggy central. They need some breathing space, right? They need breathing space to grow and to reflect and to feel like you're listening, like to feel seen. Sometimes you need space to feel seen without always having to come up with solutions left, right, and center. Like, I need to fix this straight away. I need to fix you. Maybe it actually just needs breathing space for you to fucking lean in and listen. So what parts of your business need space right now where you're trying to rush to fix the solution? What's the next strategy? What's the next to-do thing? How can I fix this? How can I make this better? Instead of trying to rush to that, where can you give that part of your business, that offering, that branch of your business, that vision, where can you give it some breathing space? Some breathing space, some listening, some hang on, I'm not going to force you right now. Because that's not what you need. It's not what you need. Relationships also take love. Like, fuck, that probably should have been top of the list. Orkies. Relationships take love. And if you're talking shit about your business, it's going to be pretty fucking hard for it to thrive. If you're bringing this, like, control-y, like, F you, why aren't you working? Why aren't you doing enough? Why can't you be successful like the others? Like, if you're bringing that energy to your business and then trying to share your business and your offerings with anyone else, like, Like, fucking the vibes don't lie, man. The vibes don't lie. So again, clean it up. Like, what if you can just love on your expression of light work? You know, just because it looks different to someone else's doesn't mean it's any less powerful. Where do you need to love on your own offerings? Where do you need to love on your own creativity and your own marketing and your own social media? Like, again, if social media is one part of your expression to get your light work out in the world, like, stop fucking talking shit about it. Clean up your relationship there. How can you love on social media? How can you make it feel like such a fun part of your business? You know, and that might take time, and you might be like, yeah, cool story, Trace. But again, like, energy is everything. So what part of your business and what part of you do you need to love on a bit more in this season? Instead of feeling not good enough, instead of blaming, instead of comparing, what parts of your business do you want to actually get around a bit more and be like, fuck, I'm so proud of this. I love this part of my business. I love coaching. I love teaching. I love being a dickhead on social media. I love podcasting. I love being funny as fuck. Like, whatever it is, like, be so grateful for your business to be a vessel for you to share more of yourself with the world. Be so grateful for your business, for every single person it connects you with. Like, I'm so grateful that my business connects me with lightworkers all over the globe. Like, what? What the fucking fuck? Isn't that the coolest thing ever? Your business, like, magnetizes in your soul family. Isn't that so cool? So what parts of your business need you to just freaking show me to love for? Send a bit of gratitude. Relationships also require fun and joy and passion. So where in your business are you not having fun? I hear this concept a lot of the time, and it's definitely not a right or wrong thing. It's just an interesting one that I've heard about, like, you know you've made it in business when your business is boring and it's all systemized and it's all same. Like, to that, I'm like, fuck that. Like, if a relationship is boring, get me the fuck out. If my business is boring, like, sayonara, see you later. That ain't gonna work for me. That's not fun for me. So I want you to think about parts of your business. And like, I know, it's probably not gonna feel tutti frutti 24/7. But if you're getting to your weeks and you're like, blah, 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 I'm a robot doing the same shit, like, again, vibes don't lie. That's not going to attract people. Like, if you're not having fun, no one's going to come to your party. It's boring. You're bored. They're bored. Everyone's bored. It's just a big meh, you know? So what parts of your business, of your marketing, of your offerings are requiring a bit more fun? Are requiring a bit more fucking passion? Where have you put your passion? Where have you locked it down somewhere and you've decided that that's not, you can't bring more of that? It's too much. Your passion's too much. Where were you told? Too fiery, too loud, too much. Don't be too noisy about this. Don't show what you're passionate about, because it might be, you know, people might think you're weird. Like, fuck, like, unsubscribe. Control or delete from all of that. And passion is like fierce freaking love, man. Passion is like your light in action, your love in action. Like, passion is your greatest expression. And you got into your business for, like, once upon a time because you were passionate about it. But I just see so many people a few years in lose their passion because they're distracted by, again, what's the next strategy? What's the next fucking to-do thing? What's the next secret pill to, you know, have an orgasm and make $1 million? Like, Where are you being called to let loose a bit more on your passion, let loose a bit more on, like, stretching your pleasure edge, stretching your passion edge, stretching your fun edge? Like, where have you called the freaking fun police to your own business, and where do you need to send them away? Because your launching should be fun. Your offering should be fun to you. Your, like, you day to day, like, there should be some fun in that. And if there's not, ask yourself, like, how can I shake it up a little bit? So if you start to just be in this open communication with your business, like, what do you need from me? Like this is a two-way street. This is the cha-cha here. It's a co-creation. It takes two to tango. Not cha-cha. It takes two to cha-cha. That's why it didn't make sense. It takes two to tango. And for your business to thrive, you need to start thinking about it as like, what does a relationship need to thrive? And it's going to be different for all of us. So I just gave those examples of honesty and space and communication and love and passion and fun and joy and all the things. But for you, what is a relationship? Like, what does your ideal relationship need to thrive? If it needs like nourishment and care and tending to, like, what does that look like on a day-to-day or on a weekly basis? If it needs gratitude, like, are you showing gratitude to your business, or are you just getting shitty because it's not enough yet? Not enough clients, not enough followers, not enough money, meh, meh, meh. That's going to be a pretty shitty foundation to build a thriving relationship and a thriving business from. So reflect on that. What does my business need from me right now? Because it might not be what you think. You might have been like trying to strangle it through all these fucking strategy and all of these, you know, tick the box off and cool, I've got here and what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And then it's like you're losing your joy for it. You're losing your spark. You've forgotten why you actually started in the first place. And like, just don't get lost, light workers. Just don't get lost, you know? So I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you to marinate on that. Tune in. Give yourself some space this week to tune in. What does my business really need from me in this season? What do I need from me? What is this beautiful co-creation of this vision and this collaboration with my business and this entity and this energy and this essence and the heart of my business? Like, what does this relationship with me and my business, what does it need to thrive? I guarantee there's going to be gold there. And I really hope that this can shift something for you. Because I just think it's a beautiful way to do business. And, you know, if we're in our light work for life, then we may as well have a fuck ton of fun doing it. Over and out, my friends. Bye.